The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it. But he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, if the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Gospel of the Lord. What will you think if you are the person who asks Jesus some favor and then Jesus says, "Can I throw food to the dogs?" You're very humiliated, huh? It seems sounds. But I think Jesus just a time to test this woman, that strong faith. So she's very dogs for them is also part of the family members, although it's not the first class, but still they're member. So this woman say, even the dogs can take some food from the table. With this humility, Jesus say, "Your faith save you." And I think this time he's just taught us the virtue of humility. As a matter of fact, many times you're hurt just by words of some others, or attitude of others, we can accept. Because a persona, our ego, hurt. We want to be the, at times, very important place. It's sure, we are all important because the Genesis says, we are made in the image of God. Men and women also. So, the Genesis also told us to respect. Then, in the Genesis says, they are made one flesh. That means body and soul united. But unfortunately today, women be used by men more than a partner. So Jesus advised, no separation. Whatever God put in together, united, therefore separated. That means to say, we have to keep the unity, body and soul. Not only body, but the soul. Communion. At times, we miss this part. As a matter of fact, if we do not have communion with the Lord, surely very difficult to have communion with your neighbor. So we have to trust this humility, trust all things happen surrounding us. It's God allowing. So that we can practice a virtue of humility, a virtue of trust. So we ask St. James today, in his letter he says, "Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you," that St. James says, "and is able to save your souls." St. James is the first Bishop of Jerusalem, he is a cousin of Jesus. He was stoned to death. But with this simplicity, we have to put the word of God within us so that we can be saved. If we have the word of God, we can share equality with one another, men and women all the same. And what St. Paul says, "Today I live not that I live, but Jesus lives in me. No matter man or woman, we have Jesus. We have Jesus. We treat one another as we see Jesus in each other.